Dad, Yama.
Yeah, honey?
You know, I'm about two-thirds mad at you, boy.
What's the matter now?
What'd you go tell that flat-footed policeman who arrested you for speeding further this morning and he gave you the ticket? What did you tell him?
All I said was, can't you give my friend one, too?
Just a melody, home in harmony. Music that will cheer when you're lonely.
Say, neighbors, time to get comfortable in your easiest of easy chairs and join us for Southland Echoes. A quarter hour of fun and music with your favorite stars, the Homeland Harmony Quartet, the Jones Sisters, and Jam Up and Honey. Brought to you by the makers of that friendly laxative Black Draught and Cartui for Women.
Listen while we sing, happy the trivies let us bring, by singing home and harmony.
And here's some sound advice from the quartet. Do your best, then wear a smile.
Along life's way,
then you'll be
wear a sunny smile, a sunny smile. Try to help the weary pilgrim who has never learned to pray.
Then you can wear,
a sunny smile, a sunny smile.
Yes, you can wear a smiley smile
each of the day.
If you will do your best always,
each step of the way,
for you reflect a bright and gold,
the golden ray of God's pure sunshine.
Be ready now to stand the
test.
For if we work for him,
we'll gain sweet rest, and we can wear a sunny smile, a sunny smile.
Friends, you can't overestimate the value of teamwork. For instance, take a singing sister act like the close harmony of our Jones Sisters. The girls wouldn't be the stars they are if they didn't work so well together. Yes, it's teamwork that makes for greatness. Now, what has teamwork got to do with Black Draught, or Black Draft, as some people call it? Simply this. While the active ingredient of Black Draught is senna, and senna has been famed throughout history for its laxative qualities, senna is not the only ingredient of Black Draught. It contains other botanical substances, all of which get together and work as a team to make Black Draught the truly great product that it is. Put any one of these ingredients into a separate product by itself, and you still wouldn't have Black Draught. So next time you're feeling sluggish and headachy simply because of the need of a laxative, try Black Draught. It costs only a penny or less a dose. For children, there's pleasant-tasting syrup of Black Draught. Whether you call it Black Draught or Black Draft, in time of need, it's a friend indeed. And now let's join Jam Up and Honey.
Now, look here, Jam Up. I hear that you done joined the club. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm big, heavy club, man. I was initiated yesterday.
Yeah, well, let me ask you something. Ain't it going to keep you away from home a lot?
Well, of course it is. That's how come I joined up in the thing, man.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you and your wife having more trouble?
No, just about the same old amount.
Well, what do she think about you joining up the club?
Well, now, she don't know it yet, you see.
When you going to tell her?
Just soon as she find it out.
Well, is the women allowed up in the club room?
No women in the club room.
How much is the dues?
$10 for single men and $50 for mad men.
How come a mad man have to pay more?
It's worth more to him, man. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I ain't been away from my wife one evening since we was mad.
Now, is you bragging or just complaining?
Well, son, ain't you afraid to stay out all night?
No, it's the going home that scares me.
It sure must take a lot of nerve to sneak out in the evening.
Nerve, nothing. It takes patience, man.
Well, then, sir, suppose your wife catches you.
Well, then I just tries and tries again.
Well, you know, it's terrible, terrible to leave your wife in that house alone.
Yeah, but that's better than staying in there with her.
Well, let me ask you something. How come your mother-in-law is always fighting with your wife?
For the simple reason that my pappy-in-law is dead.
Oh. Well, what did the old man die of?
Throat trouble.
Throat trouble?
Yeah, she talked him to death. Now spread back just a little bit, because here come the Jones Sisters up here. They're going to sing a very nice number called My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day through. How I long to be with you. my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue. As long as I'm with you, my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness, my happiness.
Ladies, here is some sound advice from Miss Martha Johnson.
Dear friends, this is Martha Johnson. I want you to listen to this interesting conversation.
Mary, I've found the solution to our problem, the best way to explain matters to our daughters.
I know exactly what you're going to say, Sarah. I've already sent for my copy of Martha Johnson's new book entitled Hints for Women.
Yes, ladies, thousands of mothers are sending for my book, Hints for Women, because they've heard about the sound advice it gives for teenagers. Tells all about the Carduai plan and explains how Carduai's two-way help may make life easier for women and girls at certain times and under certain conditions. In addition, Hints for Women contains much information about the proper diet and hygiene for women of all ages and expectant mothers. This book won't cost you a nickel. You can have it with the compliments of Carduai. Just print your name and address on a postcard and mail it to Martha Johnson, care of this station. And remember, never accept a substitute for Carduai.
Yeah, and we're going to ask the Jones sister to come back up here and sing us a very pretty little tune entitled The Man on the Carousel.
The busy man on the carousel collects the tickets and rings the bell and even has souvenirs to sell. The man on the carousel. He comes around in the afternoon to fix the organ and change the tune. And while he's resting, he pays the moon that shines on the carousel. They keep him so busy, he doesn't get dizzy from going around and around. He wonders what strife is, 'cause all of his life is a happy-go-lucky-go-merry-go-round. From California to New Rochelle, they love to ride on the carousel. He's working hard, but he's doing well, the man on the carousel. The busy man on the carousel collects the tickets and rings the bell and even has souvenirs to sell. The man on the carousel. He comes around in the afternoon to fix the organ and change the tune. And while he's resting, he plays the moon that shines on the carousel. Happy go lucky go merry go round, from California to New Rochelle, they love to ride on the carousel. He's working hard, but he's doing well, the man on the carousel. The man on the carousel.
Here, jam up now. Come here. I got something for you.
Now, I know there's something funny about this, because you wouldn't give a man the sleeves out of your vest.
Yeah. Now, look, bub, listen at me here a minute. Now, you's always hunting the job, and I has got the job for you.
Well, now, you just quit hunting me a job and tend to your own knitting. I'll get me a job when I want one.
Yeah, but this job will just suit you.
How you know it's going to suit me?
Because it's a job with a carnival, and you plays in an act with a lion.
It's a job with what?
A carnival, a carnival.
Yeah, well, that's settled, brother. I ain't messing with no lions. How come you don't take the job?
I'm too fat.
Now, that ain't no excuse. You ain't too fat, no such a thing, shawty.
Yes, I'm ill, too. Every time I start the heat cupping, it starts to ripple just like somebody adjusting a Venetian blind.
Well, now, listen here. What has I got to do in this here act with the lion?
Well, you just appeal with the lion one time each morning.
Just one time a day?
Just once, you see.
Yeah.
And you get the lion's mouth wide open, great big, you know.
You don't have to do that. He'll get it open himself, huh?
Yeah. And then you sticks your arm way down into the lion's mouth.
Yeah, but suppose that the lion decides to shut his mouth right quick.
Well, in the case of that kind, you takes the rest of the day off.
You know, parents, sometimes the solution to many of our problems is so simple. Take this one, for example.
Sally, I need some advice on how to get my children to take a laxative. I've tried every trick I know.
I went through the same thing until one day I tried syrup of black draught.
Yes, many parents have found syrup of black draught to be the answer to the child laxative problem. Now, one reason for this is syrup of black draught's spicy, pleasant taste, which your child will probably like. But even more important is the fact that syrup of black draught has been made with the needs of children in mind. That's why it is usually so gentle and dependable when directions are followed. That's also why it has won the approval of thousands of parents for a great many years. Syrup of black draught is made by the same reliable company that makes friendly old black draught, the laxative you have known for so long. Get a bottle of syrup of black draught for your child today. And here's another favorite by the quartet, At Peace with Jesus Now.
I am at peace with Jesus now, with Jesus now.